All right, is everyone ready for their bedtime story? Okay. Today's story is about Princess Cumslut. Here we go. Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, there was an evergreen forest. In this evergreen forest lived a princess with huge fucking tits and an ever-wet cunt. Her name was Princess Cumslut, and all the men and women in the land came from all over to squeeze and grope the princess's enormous tits and fingerfuck her horny cunt. One fine day, when the birds were singing and the rabbits playing, Princess Cumslut decided to go for a walk in the evergreen forest. She jumped out of bed and got dressed in a very short miniskirt, red come-fuck-me high-heeled shoes, and a very low-cut top that struggled to contain her huge fucking tits. My word, Princess Cumslut looked like a filthy cock whore being dressed like that. Princess Cumslut went out of her cute, quaint cottage and hopped and skipped up the lane, those massive tits of hers bouncing uncontrollably in her low-cut top, wondering what adventure she would be having that day. As the horny whore, the pretty Princess Cumslut skipped up the lane, she heard somebody chopping logs. Princess Cumslut stopped and went to investigate who was chopping wood. She walked deeper into the evergreen forest from where the sound was coming from. Princess Cumslut came to an opening to see a small wooden house and a handsome woodcutter chopping logs. Princess Cumslut came out from the trees and into view. The woodcutter looked up and saw the pretty princess.
"Holy fucking shit, look at the size of those motherfucking tits," said the woodcutter in complete disbelief at the size of Princess Cumslut's enormous fucking tits, bulging obscenely out of her skimpy top.
"Hello, Mr. Woodcutter. My name is Princess Cumslut, and I'm the princess of this evergreen forest," said the princess as she introduced herself to the handsome woodcutter.
"Well, hello there, Princess Cumslut. My name is Larry Longlog, and I'm the woodcutter in this evergreen forest,"
replied Larry as he continued to eye up the princess's big tits.
"I haven't heard of the Longlog family, and I know most of the people in this wonderful evergreen forest,"
inquired the huge-titted princess.
"Oh yes, Princess Cumslut, I come from a big family of Longlogs," said the woodcutter.
As they were introducing themselves, Princess Cumslut couldn't help noticing a rather big bulge rising in the woodcutter's trousers.
"Oh, Mr. Woodcutter, you seem to be getting wood," said the princess in astonishment at the size of the bulge.
The woodcutter looked behind him at a large pile of wooden logs and said,
"Oh yes, Princess Cumslut, I do have plenty of wood."
The princess could feel those familiar feelings between her sexy, shapely legs as her cunt began to juice up at the sight of the woodcutter's woody. The princess then put her hand up her very short skirt, ran her fingers across her very wet slit, and sank three fingers up into her sodden cunt.
"My word, Princess Cumslut, what are you doing?" said Larry Longlog in shock at what the finger-fucking princess was doing.
"That's why I'm called Princess Cumslut, Larry. It's because I am a cock and cum-loving slut. I can't get enough fucking cock. When I don't have a big, hard cock up my cunt, I have to have my fingers up my cunt winking myself off,"
explained the pretty, big-titted princess.
"Isn't the reason why I have a hole between my legs to be filled with big stiff cocks and big dildos and frenzied finger-fucking fingers?
Asked the princess to the bewildered woodcutter.
I suppose so, Princess Cumslut,
replied Larry Longlog.
Maybe you could help me out with your wood?
Said the princess, glancing at the woodcutter's straining bulge in his trousers.
Oh, yes, Princess Cumslut. I have a very big chopper that can take care of that horny fuckhole of yours, answered the randy woodcutter.
Larry Longlog pulled out his huge 14-inch woody. Wow, really? All thick and hard, ready to fuck a wet, wanton fuckhole.
Oh my, Mr. Woodcutter, what a big chopper you have. I bet you know what you're doing with that large tool,
said the princess in disbelief at the size of Larry's long log. Yeah, seriously. The horny couple embraced, and Princess Cumslut grabbed hold of the woodcutter's huge, long, thick, fucking... That's a lot of adjectives, and now I'm getting really horny. Okay, hold on. Let's try that again. The horny couple embraced... Am I going to have to tag this meta? I don't know. And Princess Cumslut grabbed hold of the woodcutter's huge, long, thick, fucking cock. And began to wank it. Their mouths tonguing each other as they frantically kissed. The woodcutter ripped open the princess's top, fuck yes, to get his hands on those enormous fucking tits. The princess's huge tits bounced and jiggled in the warm sunshine as Larry squeezed those huge tits desperately.
Oh, that's it, Larry. You big-cocked bastard. Squeeze the fuck out of my massive tits,
said the princess desperately. Cunt juice was streaming down the inside of her legs. Jesus, this is getting really hot. Princess Cumslut's cunt was so wet, it looked like she had pissed herself. This princess was one worked-up whore. The woodcutter laid Princess Big Tits back onto his workbench, and the princess, who still had his huge, hard cock in her hand, guided the long, thick length of rigid cock towards her sopping wet cunt. The woodcutter sank inch by glorious fucking inch of that throbbing dick into the princess's greedy cunt. Her cock hungry cunt took every fucking inch of the woodcutter's big prick.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, the princess screamed. Okay, hold on. The princess screamed, I think that was better, as the huge stiff cock sank into and filled and stretched her randy fucking cunt. The woodcutter, with his hands still firmly holding her big tits, started to fuck his long log into her pussy. The princess's legs spread like the willing cock whore that she was, being pounded by the woodcutter's massive meat.
You really are a dirty, filthy cum slut, aren't you?
Said Mr. Longlog as he continued to fuck the shit out of the princess's cunt.
Oh, yes, Larry. I'm a dirty, cock-hungry whore that loves to be fucked from here to the next evergreen forest,
replied the cum slut.
Oh, I love big, hard cocks and soaking wet cunts. I love and need and crave to be fucked and licked and have my enormous fucking tits squeezed, groped and sucked.
said the princess, breathless from the hard fucking she was being given.
Pause. I need to breathe. I'm breathless too. Okay. The woodcutter's hard cock soaked in the princess's cunt juice. Oh, God. Slurping in and out of her well-fucked twat. This is good. All the birds and the bunnies heard the fucking commotion of these fucking fuckers and came to watch the princess of their evergreen forest in that fine and fair land getting royally fucked. The birds sang and the bunnies hopped and played and the princess got fucked hard by a huge cock. All was well in the evergreen forest. The woodcutter's big, swollen, spunk-filled bollocks slapping against the pretty princess's lovely rounded arse. The princess could tell that the logman was about to spurt his, his lovely creamy spunk and encouraged the horny fucker to spunk up her spunk-hungry cunt. Amazing. Come on, you horny fucking bastard. Spunk up my cunt, you filthy fucking pervert. Give it to me now, for fuck's sake. I need your fucking spunk. Give my cunt what it wants. The princess screamed desperately. And with that filthy talk, the woodcutter spunked a shitload of fucking spunk into the princess's well-fucked cunt. Spurt after creamy, spunky spurt of spunk filled her well-fucked cunt. Oh, I just swallowed hard. Larry Longlog pulled his long length out of her gaping cunt hole and cunt slime and spunk leaked out in a mess. Oh yeah, in a creamy green pie mess. The woodcutter put his used chopper away, and the princess and the birds and the bunnies hopped and skipped down the lane home to the quaint cottage. Spunk and cunt juice still running down the insides of her thighs, she went indoors to the cute cottage in the evergreen forest. The sun had gone down and the moon had come up in this enchanted land. It was bedtime for the princess, and she jumped into bed and thought fondly of the hard fucking, the adventures she had that day. Those thoughts had the usual effect of making her cunt ready and hungry again. The princess then pulled out a huge dildo from under her bed and put it between her legs and slipped it up into her cunt for a good wank. But that, my friends, is another story. The end. Wow. That was good. I think I'm probably really wet. I'm lying on my stomach, but maybe we'll just have a quick check. I will get up on my knees and come closer to the iPad microphone and pull down my pants. But that's another story. I'm sorry, I'm such a tease today. Guess you better go listen to one of my other audios. Bye.